This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. In our last visit, we began studying how David eloquently and in a profound way presents theological truth. After pointing out that natural revelation communicates truth about God to all people and in the universal language of nature, he continues by describing revelation inscripturated by divine inspiration. Between his presentation of natural revelation and the divine inspiration of Scripture, he used his imagination to describe what impressed him about natural revelation. Whenever we use our imagination to describe something, there is always the possibility of distortion or exaggeration. Recognizing this possibility, David quickly moves to extolling the inspired written word, the Bible. He uses terms like the law of the Lord, statutes, precepts, commands, and ordinances. All refer to the same thing, the written word of God. It has power to revive the soul. It is trustworthy, right, radiant, sure, and altogether righteous. It makes wise the simple, gives joy to the heart and light to the eyes. It engenders fear of the Lord, is pure, and endures forever. By them, that is the Scriptures, is your servant warned. In keeping them there is great reward. Then he again uses his imagination when he exudes, these are more precious than gold, than much pure gold. They are sweeter than honey from the comb. Obviously, he treasured the inspired Scriptures. They enriched his understanding of God and what he expects of us. They also energized him to obey and walk in the light that they provide.